What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You know, faith, family, and football is what this thing is all about, and those priorities will never change. I think when you get to team up with special people, you get to do special things, and I'm really, really excited about that opportunity. I want to lead this team the right way. I surround myself with tremendous leaders on the player side, on the coaching side. Again, this is a great opportunity.
New Saints head coach Kellen Moore addressing the media yesterday to talk about that and all things black and gold. Happy to welcome in Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. Jeff, how you doing today?
Steve, I'm doing good, man. Hope you guys are ready for a big weekend of rest after that crazy 2 weeks we had.
Who knows how much rest, though, because I'm interested to see these assistant coaching hires when they start, you know, flowing in. We've got a few already, but going back to yesterday's press conference with Kellen Moore, definitely a man of few words. What were your first impressions of Kellen in New Orleans?
Yeah, guys, look, I thought he was kind of exactly what I expected, a little nervous, which is to be expected, you know, the first time he's stepped in front of a podium like that here in New Orleans with, the firing squad. You know, what's funny, I thought, was we've all been waiting here for, what, months, right, for a new head coach to be named. So you could tell the local media corps was spitting bullets, right? I mean, with questions. And he, on the other hand, is just coming off the biggest win of his entire career. He hasn't had a chance to really focus on the task at hand here. So you kind of had divided, missions, right? I mean, we're trying to get answers, and he is just now kind of getting his feet wet. So I didn't think he was really that revelatory, but I didn't expect him to be considering the circumstances.
Yeah, he's a short answer guy, which as a radio person you kind of appreciate because he kind of talks in more manageable sound bites than his predecessor, and it seems like he's much happier to give a short non-answer than a long non-answer. And there were a lot of non-answers in that press conference. He answered every question, but he didn't really answer every question. And one of the questions that I thought he really kind of went down the middle on and didn't move one way or the other at all twice was Derek Carr. And he was asked directly, is Derek Carr going to be your week one starter? Do you see Derek Carr as a starting quarterback? And he said, I view Derek Carr as a great starting quarterback. And so I'm curious, what was your kind of takeaway? Where do you think it's going from here for Kellen? Do you think a decision is just kind of up in the air at this point?
Yeah, Jeff, I think you're exactly right. I don't think he knows. And so in fairness to everything involved, I think that's why he kind of came across as evasive or noncommittal, because I don't think he's crossed that bridge yet internally with the brain trust. I'm sure they've discussed it. But what I really think is going to go on here in the next few weeks is they're going to meet with Derek Carr and talk to him maybe about some contractual options and just a lot of things. But they haven't done that yet. So he doesn't want to commit one way or the other. And that's why I think everyone's trying to parse his words when actually I think everyone's just kind of overanalyzing. We'll get to that down the road. But he's got to fill his staff out first, and he'll get to the personnel stuff, I think, after he fills his staff out.
Talk about overanalyzing. Me and Jeff kind of batted this around. Jeff Nowak, another Jeff on the line. We got a Jeff overload here. But anyway, the Derek Carr not being around at all Super Bowl week, you heard nothing from him. Meanwhile, there were current Saints, former Saints around, and it was just seemed odd, at least to us, that you heard nothing from D.C.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. You know, he was all over the Super Bowl in Las Vegas the year before. Of course, right. That's been his off-season home. But what I would really caution people, we're all speculating there, right? We don't know what his situation was. We don't know if he's in the middle of a major rehab that he needed to take care of. There could have been a lot of things. So I'm really hesitant to comment on that or even certainly to criticize him. But I do think it was very conspicuous when you knew this game was going to be here for years. And certainly the business side of it from a player's perspective, there's just a lot of business to take care of. Your agent almost always has you doing promotional options, and the starting quarterback almost always is at that Super Bowl. So it definitely was conspicuous he wasn't here.
Yeah, you know, just changing track a little bit. You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting from Kellen, and obviously he's not going to go out there and say, oh, we don't have a chance, our roster's not any good. But he was asked, hey, how close do you think you are to competing? And I thought he responded pretty positively to that. It does seem like he feels like he said there's good here. We want to build on the good, erase the bad. That's kind of standard coach speak. But one of the things that's interesting to me is you go back to week three, that might have been – you know, the best defensive game the Saints played all season. He's looking at it and saying, yeah, our offense didn't put up points until midway through the fourth quarter. And I think when Kellen Moore is looking at this team, he's looking at it and saying, well, we saw what they did at the beginning of the season before the injuries crept in. And whether that's an excuse or not, no one wants to give Dennis Allen the benefit of the doubt on that front. But I do think there's points to be made that the injuries clearly impacted this team to an extreme level. And so I'm curious, you know, what are your thoughts on what Kellen said on that front, and where do you think this roster is from a talent perspective relative to, you know, the rest of the division, the rest of the league?
Yeah, Jeff, I think that's a great question because I think you can make arguments either way, right? But I am hesitant to say I think you'd be foolish to start pointing at those early games. I mean, every year, if you look around the league, teams start slow. They're formulating, you know, what exactly they are as a team, finding their identities. And I think early on when the Saints met the Chiefs and the Eagles, those teams were still in the process of forming their identities. They were different teams at the end of the year, clearly. And so I've seen Saints teams like that, right? I remember a few years back they lost the opener to the Tampa Bay Bucks and then ended up being 13-3. I think if the Saints are being honest with themselves, they will admit that they're probably their roster is one of the bottom third of the league at best. And I think the most concerning thing about it, guys, is that the young talent is just not there. I mean, if you look at the Pro Football Focus approximate value metric, which I really value highly, the Saints' top player this past year was Alvin Kamara, and the second player was DeMario Davis. So, you know, you're talking about two of your older players. You just don't have a lot of young ascending talents on this team, at least that we've seen so far. And I think that's the biggest concern, and that's why Saints fans, I think, are so desperate for some kind of hope to see a light at the end of this tunnel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Looking at some of the possibilities for Kellen Moore's coaching staff, I know a report yesterday came out. The Saints requested an interview of Vikings pass game coordinator and DB's coach Durante Jones for their D coordinator position here. A name we're definitely familiar with in these parts and has some local ties.
Yeah, a guy that's been around the block in Louisiana, a number of different stops. And I don't know how you all read that yesterday. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. I came out of that press conference thinking that Kellen Moore wants to go through a process in hiring a defensive coordinator, and he planned on interviewing multiple people. Some of my colleagues at the Times-Picayune felt like that he was kind of evasive about it and felt like that was really an indicator that they were going to bring in Brandon Staley as the guy, which is what we've seen a lot of reports on. How did you all see that guy? I felt like he was basically saying, hey, I want to take my time and fill that position with the right guy.
I read it the same way you did in that, you know, I think that they're going to view this defensive coordinator hire as extremely important, right? It's the same way Dennis Allen last year went through a very extensive process and the team went through a very extensive process to bring in Clint Kubiak, because that is essentially Kellen Moore's Clint Kubiak. I always go back to the 7 and 9 years, right? Like, you had the Drew Brees was still Drew Brees. Sean Payton was still Sean Payton. You still couldn't get anything done because you couldn't get the defense figured out. You didn't even need a top 5 defense. You needed a top 20 defense, and you probably have a lot of success. You couldn't even get that done. So, no, I think the bigger question to me, I think they are going to go through a full process. The bigger question to me is, are you going to completely overhaul this defense and go to a 3-4? And he kind of said he played both sides on that. He's like, yeah, we're going to look at it from both ends, 3-4, 4-3. But to me, it's like, hey, you could bring in a Brandon Staley. You could bring in a Durante Jones. If you're going to change up that scheme entirely, that's a major shift. And
yeah,
I think that's the
big
part.
I'll tell you the other thing, Jeff, that I think internally probably they've talked about extensively even before they brought in Kellen Moore, and I'm sure now they're all collaborating on this, is are they going to walk away from some of these veteran players, these star players that have been leaders of this team on the defensive side of the ball, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Ty Matthew. I mean, these are stalwarts. I mean, some of the best known players on the team, some of the most beloved players on the team, but guys at the end of their careers, let's face it, they're in the August of their careers. Are they willing to walk away knowing that the fan reaction is probably not going to be positive if they do that? That to me is going to be one of the more interesting things they do, because if you're going to get younger and cheaper, that's probably the place to start.
Yeah, something that he was not committal on either as Kellen Moore was the fact of having this coaching staff in place in time for the NFL Combine, but that just seems pretty logical. You'd want to have your staff set going into, you know, one of the bigger events going into the NFL draft.
Yeah, Steve, great point. And I think you definitely would like to have that resolved. That way you know what your scheme is, what your preferred scheme is on that side of the ball. So the prospects you're looking at, obviously everything's going to be looked at through the prism of what your scheme is and the personnel. So I think it's critical to try and get that done before the combine. I don't think you have to do it, but you certainly would like to. So you can start moving forward toward the personnel acquisition part of the offseason.
You know, it feels like this fan base has been kind of beaten down over the last few years. Every time things seem like they're going well, something bad happens and it turns around. And I do feel like there is a kind of a glimmer of optimism right now of like, hey, a new head coach, going to reset things, going to get it right. I think people would, in a lot of instances, be accepting of a shift in terms of we're not relying on these long-term veteran players anymore. Thanks for your service. We're going to move on, that sort of thing, just to kind of reset the deck. I'm curious, from your perspective, for Kellen Moore's first season, what do you think he needs to do? Like, what would a successful Kellen Moore year one, a year that got some fans excited, look like in your eyes?
Well, I think a couple of things, Jeff, and I think that's a great question because I think fans, and I think you all have a good, you know, sense of the pulse of the fan base, you know, being on your show every night, hearing from fans through media, social media, emails, whatever. I get the sense that fans are ready. If the team wants to go through a transition, if they want to rebuild, they're ready. They just want to get to the other side and start seeing hope at the, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. And I think because of the cap situation, everything feels like it's always been in limbo and there's no real vision or long-term plan. And so I think seeing progress and seeing, I think, discipline, you know, a real coherent attack on both sides of the ball, whether they win a ton of games or not, I think that will give people hope toward the future. And the other thing I would say that I think is important for this staff is to start getting more out of some of the young players. I mentioned earlier the lack of kind of stars in their last few draft classes. I think there is hope if you're a fan. I've seen this happen a bunch of times where a new staff comes in and they realize potential in players that haven't been realized from past staffs. Zach Bond's a great example, right? I mean, everybody thought he was a bust. And look at him. He goes, he's an all-pro, a Pro Bowl player. There's talent that might be untapped on this roster, young talent, say in a Brian Brazee or – you know, maybe Juwan Johnson, he's not quite that young, but guys that you can see glimmers of potential, but it hasn't been tapped yet. Maybe that gets unlocked with a new staff. So I wouldn't write off some of these young guys from the past few drafts because I think we could see them emerge under Kellen Moore and his staff.
Jeff, definitely always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And shame on me for not asking right off the bat, how was your Super Bowl experience? I thought everything went great within the city and the game, well, just a complete, obviously, domination by Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but I just felt like it was a home run for the city. I thought we shined our brightest. It was New Orleans at its best. And I'm running on fumes, though, guys.
I can feel that, yeah.
Burning the candle at both ends, but it was a great experience.
Awesome stuff. Always appreciate your time, Jeff. Go get some rest. We'll be talking soon.
All right, guys.
Columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, Jeff Duncan. You can check out his work. Also follow him on X, at @JeffDuncan_.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.